To the clamorous beating of drums and the wailing of the onlookers, the warriors brandished their weapons, raised a deafening war cry, and attacked. A nod from Plagueis, and the two Sith sped across the plain to meet them, flying among them like wraiths, evading arrows, gleaming spear tips, and blows from battle axes, going one against one, two or three, but felling opponent after opponent with taps from the force pikes, until among the hundreds of jerking, twitching bodies sprawled on the rough ground, only one was left standing. That was when Plagueis tossed aside the stun pike and ignited his crimson blade, and a collective lament rose from the crowds on the hillsides. "Execute one, terrify 1,000," he said. Hurling the warrior to the ground with a force push, he used the lightsaber to deftly open the primitive's chest cavity. Then he reached a hand inside and extracted his still beating heart. The keening of the crowd reached a fevered pitch as he raised the heart high overhead. Then it ended abruptly. Following a protracted moment of silence, the fallen warriors were helped from the battleground and the crowds began to disperse. Disconsolate, but emboldened by the fact that they had discharged their duty. Horns blew, and a communal chant that was at once somber and celebratory was carried on the wind. In the principal city, a stone stele would be carved and erected for the dead one, and the day count would commence until the return of the Sith. Plagueis placed the stele heart on the primitive's chest and used the hem of his robe to wipe the blood from his hand and forearm. At one time, though I recognized the Munes are a higher class of beings, I puzzled over the fact that beings would relinquish their seats for me or step into the muck to allow me to pass. But early on in my apprenticeship, I came to realize that the lumpen species were making room for me not because I was a Mune, but because I was in fact superior to them in every way. More, that they should by all rights allow me to step not merely past them, but on them, to get where I needed to be. Because the Sith are their salvation, their only real hope, in that we will ultimately improve the lives of their descendants. They owe us every courtesy, every sacrifice, nothing short of their very lives.